are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So I'm sure you just heard the breaking news. Rick Santorum has won Alabama and Mississippi. A nail biter all night long for this one. We were watching it from the studio, and it looked like Romney was ahead in the CNN exit polls and going back and forth. And it looks like Santorum pulled through. I got to admit, you know, I don't watch as – I mean, this year I've been watching more politics more than I ever have, of course. 2008, yeah, we were watching it, and probably because, you know, the longer I've been on the radio, the more I'm staying really attuned to it. Even though I do a medical show, I think it's important for, you know, me to still give you guys any breaking news political-wise. And it's fun. You know, I love politics. But, I mean, is this odd – for a presidential primary, for it to be going back and forth this close? Now, I mean, I know it was really close between Hillary Clinton and Obama in 2008. I know Ronald Reagan was doing fairly well in 1976 against Gerald Ford, but then he dropped out of the presidential primary and then was able to win it in 1980. But I don't think I've ever seen this, you know, kind of nail biter that's going on. So anyway, Rick Santorum has won Alabama and Mississippi. I guess we're just waiting on Hawaii. But, you know, Hawaii, it's of a different time zone. And, you know, aloha. I love Hawaii. You know, I don't think it's going to be a nail biter over there. Everybody's so relaxed. They're healthy. You know, Hawaii is one of the healthiest states. They just know how to do it. I love it. I got to go back. And maybe when the recession's over, I'll be able to go back. But it's nice. So interesting. I don't know where this is going to go. You know, is Santorum and Gingrich friends? Would Gingrich be vice president? Of course, Paul still hasn't won any. Gingrich has only won one primary in Georgia. He did fairly well. I think he came in second and third on a couple of them. I think he did very well with Tea Party voters, but still not enough. You know, is he going to stay in the race or is he not? But I don't know if this result tonight frustrates you. I know many people are thinking this has got to be over and done with. The candidates are getting tired. They're spending too much money that they need for the election coming up in November. But all I could say is it is kind of interesting. And, you know, wow, you know, Santorum has been pretty impressive with these wins. But again, I mean, at this point, I'm kind of getting exhausted by it. I didn't even know there were primaries today. It's like, really, again, you know, I popped the news on so I could see what's going on, you know, just in case there's something breaking before my show. Like, oh, it's primaries again. So, well, what are you going to do? All right, guys, for those who join us, we are live. So you could call in any questions, comments, anything you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be medical related, even though that is my forte. Obviously, not currency in Europe, as I really buffooned that one in the previous hour. So please call it at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Airlines have been making some news today. What happened? A JetBlue? Is this a jet? No. A jet at Atlanta Airport, Delta. Apparently, as cranes were moving it, it rolled off a taxiway in Atlanta Airport. What happened here? Mechanics were trying to test the engines of a Boeing 737. FAA spokeswoman said no passengers were aboard, which is good. You really don't want to maintain a plane, perform maintenance when passengers are there. But boy, the jet just tilted on the embankment. You know, somebody's going, don't. Now, but here, there's some good news coming with airlines. Airlines may be actually increasing overhead compartment space. Thank you. United and Delta are the latest airlines to replace or upgrade bins so they hold more luggage. And engineers at Boeing are designing jet interiors with today's bulkier luggage, of course. Now, okay, I don't want to sound naive, okay, or economically unintelligent, but wouldn't it be cheaper for the airline to just allow us to bring our luggage without a charge? Why are we oversizing our carry-ons? because we don't want to pay an extra $25 per suitcase. So now they're going to redesign all these planes. Don't you think it's cheaper to just let us carry our suitcases like we used to? I can't stand when they nickel and dime. That's why I fly Southwest. Aren't the bags free on Southwest? If I'm correct, yeah. Right? Or first bag free. I think it's ridiculous. So what ends up happening is I'm trying to put 12 pairs of underwear, right? 5 dresses, 7 pairs of shoes. You always pack more shoes than your dresses. How many pantsuits? And that's just for a weekend. I try to stuff it all in there with hairspray, which I can't bring on the plane anyway. Just to make the flight work. So I could save the extra 20, because $25 a ticket and I'm traveling with my family, that's $100 each way. It's an extra $200 for you to bring the suitcase. Is that ridiculous? Ridiculous. All right, but anyway, it would be nice to have bigger overhead areas, because I can't stand, you know, trying to bring my carry-on, which ends up being the size of a suitcase. I'm like, no, ma'am, sorry, can't do it. You know, and then my purse is like a big, huge bag, so it's kind of like, yeah, that's how I do it. Yeah, well, this duffel bag's my purse. Really, ma'am? Really, that's your purse? I go, yeah, it's very attractive. I don't go for the girly Pradas, okay? I go for North Face backpacks and duffel bags. Well, okay, I guess, ma'am, you can go, you can move on. Then they go, ma'am, it's got to fit under your seat. It's not going to fit under my seat. I have a whole box of supersized tampons to get me through the weekend. Not going to fit, sorry. Ma'am, you're going to have to make it conform to the overhead baggage area. No, it won't conform. Please don't bend the box. Please don't squish these things. All right, so anyway, that's some good news for us. Okay, now we're going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff on today's show. Apparently, there's a lot of foods that we thought were unhealthy that actually may be healthier than we think. We're also going to be talking about eye disorders and certain things about your eyes that could actually tell us doctors or even your family members that something kooky's going on. So pretty cool stuff. So don't go away. Call in with your questions now. We are live, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, this is horrible. It looks like a couple of schoolgirls in China committed suicide in an attempt to travel back in time. They think these girls have been watching these time travel related TV shows, and they were so intrigued by it. They were only in the fifth grade, so we're talking like 10-year-olds, that they ended their lives in hopes that they would be able to time travel. This is just horrifying. They were both fifth graders in East China's Fujian province. They drowned themselves in a pool and left behind a suicide note suggesting they were hoping to become time travelers after death. One wanted to go back to the Xing Dynasty. One wanted to go outer space. Another one said she was worried about telling her parents that she had lost the remote control to the garage at her home. So she thought she could time travel and kind of get away from that situation. Now, the China Daily did not name the TV series that may have influenced the girls to commit suicide, but notes that popular shows in the country often incorporate time travel into their storylines, and the plot typically involves the death of a character who then goes on to travel to ancient times. This is horrible. They say 14 out of 16 elementary school students think time travel is possible in Southeast China. Now, the survey did not ask if students thought it was only possible after death. But if this is what these kids are thinking, that's horrible. Now, apparently they've also seen, you know, kids flying off high buildings, you know, after watching an actor fly. You know, I mean, I remember we had a big issue in the 70s with Superman, right? Kids were trying to jump off of their house, jump off, you know, off roofs, and they would have the Superman cape. Remember that would happen? That was horrible. But, you know, yeah, parents, you got to know what your kids are doing. You got to know what your kids are watching. You have to know what your kids are thinking. Talk to them. Let them ask you, because they may say, so, Mom, if I die, I could time travel. So let me die. I mean, if you have a conversation with your child, they may say something like that and clue you in that they could do something that horrific and scary. Oh, that's a, that is such a shame. All right. Okay. Here's some more bad news, people. Drinking one sugary soft drink a day could drastically increase risk of heart attack. Now, we've known this, but this is a study specific to men. 40,000 men found, okay, that it raised the chances of having deadly heart attacks by 20%. In contrast, they say diet ones that use artificial sweeteners, okay, don't seem to hurt as much, of course. Now, we talked about artificial sweeteners in the previous hour, which we will again in this hour, and how artificial sweeteners can still cause you to gain weight because helps get you give you that sweet tooth. You'll end up craving more. A lot of us get hungry. But it still isn't like the high fructose corn syrup that a lot of these sodas have. And, of course, they will increase your triglycerides and they'll increase your bad cholesterol. Now, of course, they looked at smoking and weight and alcohol and exercise, etc. They looked at men who were they actually asked about men and their diet. And they said many did, you know, have at least, and we're talking just one. Okay, I've had people admit to me they drink a whole 2 liter. All right, now, of course, they're saying water, coffee, and tea, wadi. Yeah, that's all three of them. Water, coffee, and tea is supposed to be a healthier choice. You know, we know there's definitely some health benefits to coffee, but honestly, make sure you get your water first. You're supposed to be drinking about 10 glasses of water a day, okay? 10 glasses of water. So, you know, try to get that in first. Most of us, maybe we'll take a swig out of our water bottle throughout the day, and that'll be it. And then we'll use fruit juices, we'll use soda, we'll use tea, we'll use coffee. You can't do that. You got to be careful. All right. Research last year linked diet soft drinks with bulging waistline. So even diet soft drinks, there could be an issue. But right now, you know, we're not telling people to go and drink diet drinks instead of regular soda. Would rather you substitute it with water. So kind of interesting there. Okay, so let's talk about some foods that we thought may not be healthy that actually may be. Now, we were talking about whole milk. This was interesting. All right? They say anything over 20%, okay, is deemed high fat. But cow's milk usually only contains about 3.7% and 5% fat per 100 cc's or milliliters, even if it's made with richer cow's milk like Jersey cow's milk. And that, if you compare that to like a 48% of like a double cream type topping, 3.7 and 5%, not that bad. Skimmed milk is 1 to 1.5%. Now, mind you, if you have to really watch your diet, you really have to cut back on fats. Absolutely, any place you could cut counts. But they say that skimmed milk and low fat is less nutritious than whole milk. Usually whole milk, especially, you know, the creamy part, that, which is the part that they get rid of to make less fat, has your fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. We've been talking about vitamin E. We've been talking about vitamin D. You know, they even found, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, vitamin D may help your risk of Alzheimer's go down. So if you could get that in natural form by your milk, they're saying maybe whole milk is a nice idea. All right? Another thing they're talking about is lettuce. We always talk about lettuce full of water. Usually when you eat a salad, the iceberg lettuce, not a lot of nutrition. But they say, look, if you're actually getting watercress, if you're getting Coe's lettuce, if you're getting this lettuce right after it is picked, there's a lot of nutrition. There's a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin E. Now, when you get the bagged lettuce, yeah, a lot of times you will lose vitamins as the days progress. Absolutely. But in this particular case, you know, I mean, try to go for the fresh produce. Wash it off. Yeah, you may have to work a little harder than already the prepared ones, but there'll be more vitamins in there, okay? Of course, we talked about artificial sweeteners, all right? The theory is that your body The reason why artificial sweetener to make you gain weight is your body is programmed to deal with natural food. And so the reason why some people get hungry with diet drinks is when your body realizes it didn't get any calories or didn't get any good stuff with it, you start to crave, right? And then another thing, too, is you do that artificial sweetener. You get a little aftertaste, and a lot of times you crave something sweet afterwards. So it could put you more at risk. Okay, soybeans. A lot of, let me see. Soybeans have toxins? Really? Well, they're saying soya. Soya has trypsin inhibitors, which impairs the body's ability to digest protein. I don't understand why it's saying soya. I don't want to mix that up with soy. I'm going to have to look that up before I talk about that one. That's kind of confusing. I'm getting this article from Daily Mail. It comes from across the pond. It has good stuff. Now, wholemeal bread, they're saying, because it could be as bad as white. Now, we've talked about this. We've talked about wheat bread, whole grain bread. It needs to be the grainy bread. Okay, just because something says whole wheat, it could have a lot of the refined flour. So extremely important for you to be careful with that, all right? Are we back? Did we jump off? How we doing, Kyle? All right, we are back. Sorry about that. Little error here on the Dr. Dolly Show, little issue. All right, we are back. So, again, potatoes. You got to be careful with potatoes. Very nutritious. Have a lot of potassium in them, vitamin C. But once you start putting all the cruddy stuff on there, we're going to have issues. Okay, eggs. Remember we talked about earlier in the year where eggs may not be as bad for your cholesterol? Right? But what's bad is you mixing your eggs with the bacon, the corned beef hash, and the fried potatoes. Well, eggs do offer high quality protein. They also give a lot of vitamins. So eggs aren't that bad. Now, grapes, on the other hand, we were talking about the previous hour, grapes hold a lot of pesticide residues. They say grapes are one of the worst for pesticides. It's my favorite fruit. You know what's a real nice treat? Frozen grapes. You want something sweet and sugary like a dessert? Frozen grapes. Claim Jumper does that. I mean, it is a great dessert. Low calories. But they say you want to really wash it off, maybe consider organic. All right, don't go away. We got a heck of a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating will get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. And if you ever miss any of our other shows, go to the Dr. Dahlia website. There is an on-demand button. You can hit that. You can listen to the shows 24-7. You can also find my archives, podcasts. Just go for it. Learn as much as you can learn. So, this was a very, very interesting review of things that could happen to your eyes, all right? Now, it kind of what this article did from Daily Mail is they actually broke down different symptoms and what those symptoms could be. Like, for example, red eyes, okay? A lot of us, our eyes could be red, yes, from marijuana, smoking marijuana, absolutely. You could also get them from something called subconjunctival hemorrhage. Now, how many of you have popped a blood vessel in your eye? It looks bad because it's very deep red, very dark red, and it's a blood vessel that, you know, popped in your eye. Now, for the most part, that's benign. It'll go away, but it could signify something else going on, like high blood pressure, anxiety, anger issues, use of speed, etc. So if you do realize that you are getting these little subconjunctival hemorrhages, which occur under the conjunctiva of your eye, you have to get that checked out. Even though most doctors say, oh, it'll go away, we need to look at the cause. Now, sometimes people will get actual cold sore viruses that affect the eye. These could be extremely serious. Okay, we don't want like shingles. You know, let's say you start getting these little vesicles on your forehead and your doctor goes, oh, it's shingles. Tell him you want to see an eye doctor, because if it spreads and it goes into the eye, it can make you go blind. Okay, there's also conditions called irises. Iritis is where the area around the iris starts to get inflamed. Okay, that's the colored part of the eye. Some of us are blue, some of us are brown, some of us are hazel. And it starts to get this ring that takes about a day or two. Sometimes the doctor has to put you on steroids, but again, we need to find the cause. Why is this happening to you? Okay, a lot of times we can make eye things disappear, but it could be a sign of something systemic. Then, of course, blood pressure. You know, blood pressure could make your eyes red. Again, the pressure could cause the subconjunctiva little vessels to burst. Again, high pressure, there's only so much these little vessels can handle. Another thing, too, is you will have sometimes these blood vessels burst in the back of your eye. All right, we call it hypertensive retinopathy. Pretty serious stuff. What happens with that is you're having high blood pressure and the doctor takes a look. I've had people who have, you know, had normal blood pressure, but because they spike, and we've talked about what happens when you spike, right? And the little blood vessels pop. And then what happens is the eye doctor goes, wait a second, you have high blood pressure. So he grabs the nurse to check your blood pressure. And you're like, wait a second, I've never been this high in my life. I go and see the doctor and everything's fine. Well, keep in mind, remember, if you have the spikes, that's a heck of a lot more dangerous than very slowly going from 130 to 135 to 140 to 145. You walking around in the 120s and then jumping up to the 180s, that could be pretty dangerous. So what happens is the eye doctors, they look in the back of the eye, and then they go, whoa, and they see that you have a hemorrhages in the back of the retina. So pretty important stuff. Okay, let's move on to dry eyes. Many of you get dry eyes. It's allergy season, so we're going to be expecting that. And they say this allergy season is going to be a doozy. It was a very, very weird winter. Whenever there's a weird winter, we have a weird spring. Pretty scientific, huh? Pretty weird. Exactly. So you're going to probably have a lot of issues with your eyes, but sometimes menopausal women will have dry eyes. They just will. You know, and so those of us kind of more prone to dry eyes, we got to be careful with the contact lenses. Sometimes our bodies can't handle the contact lenses. Sometimes you get a condition where you actually grow extra skin on the inside of your eyelid to fight your contact lens. It's a foreign body reaction. So make sure you get that looked at. There's also Sjögren syndrome. Now, Sjögren syndrome is this autoimmune condition that attacks the moisture-producing glands in your mouth, in your eyes, etc. So if you start to have dry eyes, we need to look at that. Then, of course, there's something called exposure keratitis. That happens when, you've seen this. Your kids don't close their eyes all the way when they sleep. Have you ever seen that? Right? I remember Friends, slumber party. It would freak us out seeing them sit there and you see the whites of their eyes when they sleep. Well, remember, the whole purpose of the eyelid is to protect the eye and keep it moist. So if your eyelids don't close, especially in your sleep, that's going to be an issue. Now, another issue is, let's say you get Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is where you have a temporary paralysis of the facial nerve. So what happens is one of your eyes starts to droop and you can't close your eye because half of your face is paralyzed. So that eye dries out. So we give you a lot of drops. We tell you to patch it when you sleep, you know, just to kind of keep it dry. Okay. Now, what about itchy eyes? Well, itchy eyes, again, allergies. Allergies will make you itch. Now, why are you itching? Because remember, it's your body's defense mechanism. Your body is trying to prevent any allergens from coming into your eye. So you tear and you itch because it wants you to wipe it away. There's also something called blepharitis where you get inner eyelid swelling and irritation. A lot of times it's bacterial. Sometimes we use an antibiotic drop. Other times we just do kind of warm soaks and hope they go away. Now, sometimes we see little xanthomas. Now, we've talked about xanthomas on the show a while back. They're the little yellow deposits around your eye. If you know people that have little yellow deposits around their eye, that probably means they have a heck of a lot of cholesterol. All right? And then sometimes you get this coppery ring around the eye. That could be a sign of Wilson's disease, where you have too much copper buildup in the body. Now, we tell you to avoid liver and chocolate, mushrooms, etc. But in that particular case, though, yeah, you do need to be seen. We do some testing on you right away. All right, now we talked about watery eyes. Well, we talked about dry eyes. Let's talk about watery eyes. Sometimes you get blocked tear ducts. We see this with kids. They get dactylocystitis, where the duct gets clogged. Also, sometimes your nasolacrimal duct, you'll have a sinus infection, and the sinus goo will go up and get into your eye. Yep, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yep, we're talking about gooey stuff. Lots of gooey stuff. And so, you know, sometimes that's going to irritate your eye because now you have sinus mucus going up into your eye. All right. And then also keep in mind, dry eyes, you're going to react by having a lot of the fluid come in. Sometimes you can have some droopiness. If you have like a sty or chalazion, those things that it's kind of like a it's kind of like a clogged little hair duct sometimes in your eye. Those things sometimes have to be surgically removed, or sometimes they go away. Sometimes they go away. Diabetes, of course, could be cause eye issues, especially. You know, we were talking about how diabetes causes blindness, where the sugar level in the blood vessels in the back of the eye cause the blood vessel to try to take in as much fluid as they can, and they pop. Not to mention, sugary blood vessels aren't the most healthy, so the walls seem to don't hold. You get a lot of leakage. So diabetes is extremely important. But sometimes we do find some droopiness to the eye. All right, but honestly, any eye droop, you got to get checked, especially for a neurological condition. Now, eye pain. Many of us have scratched our cornea. That hurts. Putting in a contact or, you know, playing with, I don't know, gardening and, I don't know. So, of course, corneal abrasions, corneal ulcerations, extremely important. You got to go to the doctor and get seen. Ulcerations can happen from contact lenses, very commonly, that aren't clean. You scratch the cornea, then the infection gets in, settles in, it doesn't get treated, causes an ulceration, could cause blindness. And then glaucoma. They're thinking about testing all men, right, especially African-American men, for glaucoma. Now, glaucoma could be, it's kind of like a pressure pain. It's where you have increased pressure in the eye. And you could have acute angle, closed angle, etc., open angle. And basically, the doctor looks at your eye, looks at the disc, and sees if they see swelling. And it can cause blindness. Very, very significant. So, honestly, guys, don't ignore your eyes. Make sure you get your eyes thoroughly checked. Get seen by your eye doctor, especially if you have high blood pressure or diabetes. Don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it looks like a teacher was suspended because she threw a bucket of water on a couple of kids that he caught kissing and hugging in a school corridor. This occurred in Nashville High. Teacher is not named, but apparently he talked about his actions on Facebook, saying it seemed to work, and it broke the couple up. The teacher wrote, got in trouble at school today, threw a bucket of water on two kids, I can't read the word. They edited it but almost like it was a dirty word in the hallway. Oh, I know what dirty word they used. It began with an H. In the hallway of the high school where I plan to send my oldest daughter next year, it seemed to work and they stopped. Keep me in your prayers. But the mother of one of the teens said that the water treatment, I guess they suffered. The kids had suffered because they were doused. Really? I don't know if kids should be sitting there making out in class. But the mom said they're not dogs. That is what you do to dogs. They're not animals. My son is embarrassed. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I understand that kids now do a lot of touchy-feely stuff. They do a lot of kissies. And honestly, kissing is not like second or third base. Well, I forget the bases. It's been so long. But, I mean, if they aren't touching each other's butt, if they aren't touching each other's body part and they're kissing, that's still considered semi-rated G. I mean, again, I guess if you see tongue, maybe that would kind of be PG. So, you know, I can understand why school officials are like, look, can you take it outside? I don't think you have to douse water on it. But is it really appropriate for kids to be sitting there making out, you know, in the high school corridors? I mean, I remember growing up to school at school, really, you didn't see that. All the making out happened under the bleachers, not from personal experience, just I guess rumor has it, right? It was under the bleachers. It was after school. Of course, during the games. Even during the dances, nobody was making out during the dances. I guess teachers would break it up. Now, I don't know, here we are 30 years later, if teachers break it up and you're allowed to kiss. But, I mean, you know, you're watching these movies and these kids kiss in class in these movies. And I'm looking at them going, oh my gosh, you can kiss your boyfriend in class? I never got to do that. I wouldn't have even thought about it. I mean, yes, you'd hold hands, right? Maybe you'd be wearing his jacket, maybe. But, you know, I mean, even in college, you didn't kiss each other in the middle of class. I mean, unless maybe nobody wanted to kiss me, and that's why I wasn't making out with my boyfriend at the time. Maybe I had bad breath. Maybe that's why. Maybe, you know, the whole world has been kissing and making out all these centuries, and I just wasn't because I never popped a Tic Tac. I don't know. I don't know. But listen, you know, it's, maybe I'm old fashioned, but, you know, honestly, if it's during school hours, you know, you really don't need to be sitting there making out and swapping spit, right? You know, and, you know, herpes, right, being thrown around the place. Okay. All right. So what's going on here? Well, herpes type 1 virus. Okay. Sea lions and dolphins. Interesting. I love biology news. I love it. They say sea lions and seals and dolphins may gulp their fish because they can't taste. Now, researchers think that these animals lack the ability to taste sweet flavors or rich flavors. Well, then they'd be skinnier, wouldn't they? They say scientists believe that all animals have the same ability to taste food, you know, like discerning Rocky Road ice cream with cookies and cream ice cream. By the way, I just had the freeze-dried guy cookies and cream ice cream, you know, your storable food. Oh, it's good stuff, guys. It's good stuff. You got to try that, okay? Don't forget, load up on your freezer, guy. I love the stuff. Anyway, they say sea lions and dolphins lack proteins that pick up the fifth flavor, the meaty taste known as umami. Do you guys know about this? I've never heard of umami. Dolphins are even worse off than most. They also lack a gene that lets them taste bitter flavors. Well, I wouldn't want that. All right, so mammals have five basic tastes, sweet, umami, bitter, salty, and sour, with sweet flavor controlled by two genes, TAS1R2 and TAS1R3, characters both in Star Wars. The study published online in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found mutations disrupt, these TAS1R2 in a host of creatures. So you got your sea lions, your fur seals, your Pacific Harbor seals, your Asian small clawed otters, your spotted hyenas, your bottlenose dolphins, your cat-like carnivores from Madagascar, ooh, in the cartoon also, fosses and banded lengthsings, I don't know. Well, okay, anyway, so I guess they figured out that some of these people can't taste sweet. Now, do they need to? Do these animals need to? They aren't eating ice cream. They aren't eating candy bars. They're eating fish. And the last raw fish I tasted wasn't very sweet. Wasn't very tasty. You know, I need the fish. If I'm going to eat raw fish, it's got to be in sushi. Otherwise, I'm sure probably most people. All right. So anyway, the researchers suggest liking for sweet food is often lost in mammals during the evolution of feeding habits. So I don't think they ever. Why would they taste sweet food? I don't get that. Now, another thing I don't get, right? Another thing I don't get is they're trying to make bring back the woolly mammoth. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, they're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. Apparently, they found one that was frozen. So what they're doing now is they're going to take the DNA. They're giving it to a Korean scientist who has already cloned other animals. Yeah, and he's going to try to make a woolly mammoth. Personally, it's freaking me out because that's what Jurassic Park was all about. And then you had all these dinosaurs running around the place trying to eat your car and chasing people and eating people in the bathroom. I was very, very scared by Jurassic Park. And that was the whole point, okay? The whole point was you are not supposed to bring back animals that nature made extinct. So if the woolly mammoth died, let sleeping mammoths lie. You don't really need to bring it back. I don't need a woolly mammoth running around the place. No, thank you. I will pass. Okay. What else is going on here? Okay. Best care may be at hospitals that spend the most money. Really, this is science? A study indicates that among Ontario hospitals, such hospital costs are associated with higher intensity of care. Now, they say Ontario has a universal healthcare system. Hospitals that spent the most provided the best patient outcomes. Are they talking about MRIs? Are they talking about ultra-fast CTs? Are they talking about some of the fancy schmancy equipment? I can see why. Patients with various conditions treated at hospitals in the highest third of spending intensity had lower rates of 30-day and one-year mortality, readmission, and major cardiac events. But I thought we're supposed to save money, Dr. Dahlia. We are. I don't know how this works, but, you know, sometimes the more you do, the better the outcome. Higher spending intensity is associated with a greater use of specialists, better patient care. Well, isn't that what we've been talking about all this time? And they're saying, no, it doesn't. They say the 30-day mortality rate for an acute heart attack, MI, was 12.7% in the highest spending hospitals versus 12.8%. Failure, the rates were 10 and 12. Well, wait a second. That's not a big difference, is it? Hip fracture rates were about 2% less. Okay, so we're, you know, it's not a huge difference, but it's still something. Here's my thing, though. You know, how do you cut back? How do you, as a doctor, go, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to scan. I don't know. I mean, I had a patient who was urinating blood, having pain coming from the back to the front. I thought it was a kidney stone, but we need to identify if they're getting hydronephrosis, if they're getting backflow and back pressure. I mean, that's what we need to identify. And yes, we're going to scan them. Okay? I can't feel the kidneys that well. I'm not that good. I can feel an enlarged kidney, but not a callously swelled. I'm good. Dr. Dahlia is good, but I'm not that good. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions while we're off air, call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We'll play it next time around. Don't go, or have a great night.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.